Okay, listen, before I forget, I wanted to let you know about this session thing I've been doing lately, and it's been really, really cool for a lot of small businesses, entrepreneurs, even medium-sized businesses. And what it is I'm doing free discovery calls to just check the temperature. Let's see how you're doing with social media. Have you started a campaign? Are you sporadic? Any questions that you have about social media, I would love to help answer them. Now, all you need to do is go into the detail area below the description and check out the Calendly link I put in for you. All you need to do is go ahead and click that, book some time for us, and we can continue this conversation. Hi there, welcome. I'm Francesca Alexander, and today we're going to talk about two things. The first thing we're going to talk about is visibility resistance, and the second thing is going to be, oddly enough, how to repurpose social media. Like, why those two things at once? Well, it's something that I'm designing especially for me that has issues with visibility. So what is an issue with visibility? What am I talking about? Okay, so for many, many years, I have been comfortable being the person behind the camera. And I want to say this sort of content journey of mine might have started very much when I was a makeup artist. And I was a makeup artist for a very long time. I was actually a certified MAC makeup artist in Los Angeles for quite a number of years, nearly 10 years. And during that time, I loved being the girl that sort of blended in the background and really helped either the talent or the person that was in the chair to really sort of come alive and, just illuminate them into their best selves. And then they would go out either in front of camera or whatever the project was, and they did magnificently well. And I always felt like, hey, I had a little bit of part of that. Like, I helped them with their trajectory and their confidence. They look good. I can actually take some, you know, credit for how they feel after they left the chair. And I really loved it. And then it slowly graduated into producing content for people in a way that I didn't know. So the way I kind of got into social media is I was in the beauty industry and I was also playing with social media at the same time. So when the opportunity came up, I was the only person in the room that knew how to do social media. And so that's kind of how those, I guess, skill sets sort of transferred over into social media. However, I wasn't very keen on being in front of the camera, and it's still, to this day, it's a hard thing. I actually think there's a lot behind it, and we're going to explore it a little later on, why I have such a hard time with it. The funny thing is, like, I'll meet you at a cafe any moment of any day, and I'll have, like, I love having little chats over coffee, and in New Zealand here, they call it coffee catch-ups, which I think is so charming, but it's just a way to just really get to know each other over coffee and just chat about anything. Sometimes it leads into business, and sometimes it doesn't. Doesn't matter. It's really a relationship or a bonding experience that you might have prior before you may even have or do business with anybody. So it's a really cool, natural thing to do. So with that said, I'm good with that. Not great in front of camera. And I was probably ending my makeup artist career just when the whole wave of, like, the first round of influencers were happening on YouTube, like in the mid 2000s, and which I call, like, the first generation influencers. I mean, Paris Hilton was of that sector, you know, just started then, and people starting to makeup artists were starting to actually show up on YouTube, and makeup artists that were not makeup artists were also on YouTube. And to this day, you can still people going, what are they doing? And why are they pounding away in their eye area? And they're not makeup artists, but they have something up on me. And some of the other makeup artists that I was working with at the same time, they were one-upping us by actually having a YouTube channel, showing the techniques and showing all of that. They were fearless. And that is, was, I mean, if that was one barometer of, like, success, we saw it. We started to evolve and really take on a whole new area of people and sponsorships and money to be had if you were in front of the camera. And I've always known this. And in terms of clients, if you have clients that you are doing social media with, we got to get them in front of camera. We really got to get them to show who they are, why they're doing what they're doing, why are they selling what they sell. Why are they have a service that something that we should be inspired to work with them, or just, you know what I mean? Just like it's either a service or product. What inspires people to actually get to know them and then go forward and possibly even purchase something? So all of that, the medium that has been something that has always been constant is if you're in front of the camera. So that was really interesting for me. I've always known it. Always done that. Even done it a couple of times and went, well, I hope that was professional enough. And really, that professionality piece has always been a center or block for me to even do anything. Like, oh, you can't do that on LinkedIn, or you shouldn't talk about this perspective in front of a camera because it might be seen like, oh, that's not really professional. But professional is, oh goodness, it's almost like art, subjective. And I guess it's from whatever perspective you can see it. A lot of the times that professional sort of phrase also stops people from being who they are. And what I mean by that is that if you are showing too much of yourself and not being like, or playing a part in the conformity of how other people in your office are, or other people in your industry are, then you're breaking away. And how dare you? You know what I mean? Like, how dare you have a personality and be somebody all on your own? And I'm always going back to that. Like, I know that, and I see this a lot in myself, like even when I dress up, like I will start to dress really quite conservatively. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing? You're not even conservative. Like, I'm polar opposite of being conservative, but it's a way of me hiding who I am. And I've been recognizing that a little bit more lately. So I'm just trying to, push the edge a little bit in my comfort zone and trying to redefine style, who I am, how I'm going to show up in front of camera, stuff like that. So it's been really, really interesting to see what that journey is like. And in particular, for women of color, we don't show up enough in front of a camera. So if you're a woman of color and you're listening to this, I encourage you to do it more. Be in front of the camera. Even if you're out for a walk in your neighborhood, do it, do it, do it. I'm starting to do a little bit of that, and I'm wincing, and I'm not scowling, but I just have like all of these weird faces. But I think I just need to stop doing that and just keep talking. And do it where I'm so comfortable. I'm like, I feel like I'm chatting to a friend. So we will see how relaxed my facial expressions are during this time. See if I can actually get that. But it's been really, really interesting on that whole journey of not being seen, wanting to hide, all of that. But the matter of everything that I'm doing is actually leading to meeting somebody like you that needs help in social media, or another small business that needs help in social media. And the truth of the matter is, the way that I close people to work with me, face to face, if not face to face, face to Zoom. You know what I mean? So it's you think about it, it could be so, so silly, but there is a struggle if you're not doing it a lot. I think that maybe possibly COVID brought in a little bit more nervousness, just a little bit more nervousness and being in front of the camera with, TikTok and all these beautiful, clever people and content creators. It can be a little intimidating. However, it shouldn't be. It's just like if you were to meet them and they were just lovely people, you would just carry on and have a good, nice chat with them anyway. So at the end of the day, is it really necessary to be hiding from a camera in front of it? And, I'm kind of laughing when I'm saying this. This first part of the podcast, I could not get my crap together. And I just started doing a voice recording over this because I wanted to look into the camera and start talking about it. But I was so nervous and I was looking at my notes and I was moving the camera away so I didn't see my face. And it was just all of this blundering stuff. So this first part here is just audio. And then the second part that's coming up shortly is going to be on video. And that's because I'm going to show you how to, if you have issues and challenges with visibility, how can you recreate or repurpose your previous social media and merge those two pieces together. So in this next bit, we're going to be talking about merging those two pieces of content so you can refresh your content. Oh my God, I'm getting nervous already because literally the camera's right here. I got the little ring light on and everything. You know what? It's okay to stumble. I'm still safe to do this. I just need to put, keep on carrying on. And I also thought it was really important that a social media creator like me, I'm an agency owner of a social media company, and I still get nervous. So that's just to validate everybody and anybody who, a lot of times when people meet me, they just sort of look like overwhelmed and their eyes are sort of floating like, wow, you do what? Oh, that is so hard. And I'm like, girl, you don't need to tell me. It can be, but it also can be fun. So I want to do something like this for quite a long time, but in particular, I think it's really needed to do something now and start a new trajectory for all of us. It's not just me. So I hope this inspires somebody like you that's just like, wow, how am I going to start this? Well, then just start it with me. We'll do it together. So, all right, I'm going to end this part. We're going to go into commercial. And then when we come back, we are going to see the video version of this particular podcast. Now, if you don't see it on your iTunes or Spotify or anything like that, don't worry about it. In the show notes, you can scroll down and you can click on to see the video portion of part two. Hey there. Before we get started, if you don't know about Asana, I wanted to come in here and have you download this app. Why it's important is that we're going to be using that for a lot of our podcasts in the future. We want to show you how to use it. It's a free tool that you can use for your business, and it's absolutely what we use with our paid clients in our agency side of socialglobalgrind.com. So what we want you to do is just go to Asana. You can do it on the iOS app, I believe. I'm not sure if it's available for anything else. And type in Asana, and you'll see Asana. And then we're going to actually take you step by step on how to use it on an upcoming podcast. So get yourself ready. It's going to be completely game changing. We're so excited to share this with you. This is exactly the tool that we use with our clients to showcase approval processes on social media. It's a way for you and your assistant to get social media off the ground. It's going to be really exciting. Go to asana.com and download the app. Back and great. So now I put Loom on, and Loom is the software that I use to have this little area of me in the corner, and then I can show you the screen of what we're going to be working on. So as I said before, the first part was visibility, and the second part is how do we repurpose our social media. So here is the dashboard to my social media for my company, Social Global Grind, and we are a company that help inspire and help teach other small businesses on how to create social media consistently for those who really want to get seen, known, and heard a bit faster than maybe traditional marketing. And it works. It just works. We've known so much in the past 10 plus years how we can actually use this to our benefit and create something that is noticeable for our businesses. It's especially important for me to do it here in New Zealand because we're just starting to break through on what can happen if you're using social media correctly. And it's still quite new here. I would say it's about, I keep saying every year, it's about 4 years behind. It's a slow burn. But the cool thing was, one of the benefits from going in lockdown was that we had a lot of new users, a lot of people that are going, oh, this isn't hard to do at all. Like I can just go on my phone and follow people or discover TikTok or look at people on Instagram or even shop from Instagram. So all of these new things have happened during COVID, and I suspect around the world because we had enough downtime to do it, right? So that's great. So one of the things that we have to do with, that we do with on an ongoing basis with our clients is like, oh, well, we don't know what to talk about anymore. We talked about our product. We only have this one product and we've talked about it. We talked about all the features and benefits of everything. How, what do we do now? Well, one of the great ways to do it is just repurpose it. You already know what works. You already seen the data of what actually, you know, what is your customer really, really like? And that's kind of a cool thing. So we're going to kind of go a little bit behind the scenes on what people really like in terms of our content and how do we repurpose it and the whole deal. So I'm just going to move my little bubble up here and I'm going to show you, let's see, where's my content area? Okay. So in this area, and by the way, this project management tool here is called Asana and it's free. So if you like what I'm doing here, you can actually sign up for an Asana account. It's quite easy to like, you're going to see it with me. It's really easy to navigate and build one for yourself. We actually on my website, let's look at my website, shall we? I have a new website and I'm in love with it so much. I feel like I'm a grown up on my website. So here it is. So on the top, although it didn't load just yet, that is, you'll find our latest podcast. But if you scroll down in the middle of it, not that far, you will see learn to use social media systems that work and are shareable. If you click onto this, you will see like, oh, well, how do I set up an Asana board? And I'd like to know this a little bit more about social media and how we can use it. This is a free resource and we use it with every single client. So this is absolutely worth looking into and checking out. So go here and just click on through. There's also a couple of other things that you may want to look into. But by far, we're very proud of producing this because we've helped businesses using this method all the time. But you have to be a paid client. So we're very excited to do this as a free resource. And we have it right here on our website at socialglobalgrind.com. And if we just click back, you will see what we've done. Actually, let me just click out of here in particular. We classify them by weeks. And so that we know which each week what we're going to be talking about. And we create a tile just like that. And we put a title there and we just continue on. Sometimes we'll slide images into the area if we are creating images for social media. So that's like the really basic, easy stuff. Here in the published area, we've created another little deck. And let me just scroll behind. We actually have every single social media piece that we've not ever produced because we recently maybe like we took ourselves as an agency. We were noticing we haven't put any up a lot of social media. We're taking care of our clients, but not ourselves. So I would say about the last year or so, we've started to build up our own content and do it consistently. We have tracked it here and we actually classify them by each month and we can scroll through and see, all right, so these are the things that we've talked about. These are the topics and we can actually go in here and repurpose that. So here's one right here that says theme, what wellness practitioners need to know about online marketing. That's a great one. So what you can do is you can repurpose something like this. So you can do a couple of things. You can duplicate it. And this might look a little too technical, but it's seriously not. Just by hitting the duplication button, it's actually going to populate on the bottom, which you have. I just clicked something that says duplicate and it did it for me, which is pretty easy. And now I'm going to just open up this tile and you can see again, because I'm also doing this as a video. So if you're not sure how to follow along, you can do it here. But basically what I'm doing is I'm duplicating a post that we've done. And I'm also going to put that right back on our content board. So let me just... social media. Okay. So I'm just replicating it, duplicating it, and I'm also putting it as a task that we're going to be doing on the week of July 4th. So as I go back to that and go back into my social media, And if I go scroll down to that week, we're going to see that same project here. Now, what we do is we will do a couple of things. Let's see. Oh. I think I lost it. Hold on. I'm going to find it for us. Alrighty, so here it is. We found it. So this is a duplication of that social media post, which is wellness practitioners need to know what they need to know about online marketing. Now, one of the first things I do is I might actually change the title. Something like, are you a wellness practitioner? Let's do that. And we're going to do, are you a wellness practitioner is something that I'm going to rename this whole series of social media. Now, the cool thing is that this is also has a blog. So it gets people back to your website, which is really important for SEO and getting people that are interested in something like this. So we're going to do that. One of the things that I like to do as well, it's like there's some previous social media images that we're going to erase. So that's one. And then here's the second image that we have. It's just two gorgeous women doing yoga. And as I open it again, I'm just going to go down here and I am going to delete those attachments. So my content creator can know that this is actually ready to repurpose. This is the social media content that we have. It talks about episode 54, what wellness practitioners need to know about social media. And we already have a blog that's listed here. I may actually purposely put this on our new Social Global Grind blog, because when we move things over, we didn't get all of our blogs done. So this might be a really cool thing. So we're going to do that. So I will put in instructions there and then we'll create that. Now, what does the visibility part really, how does that come in, right? So one of the things that we do, let me just open up my blog. Let's put that right here. Now, this is from our Hustle and Glow blog. And we're going to make sure that it also goes into Social Global Grind. So we're going to see those images out there. You know, the previous content is here. So what I would do to repurpose this is I would actually do another podcast and talk a little bit about all of this. And it could be a best of. If you didn't really want to do that at all, you could just, you know, redo it, which I think might be a good idea. I might do a best of, and then this is my next week. My assignment for this week was to come up with two other podcasts. So this is one. And then next week, we're going to talk about this one. So you can see it in action. And I get out of that extra work because I am busy. So this is perfect to do for next week. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk a little bit about, even these images are ways on how to use hashtags. If you're in wellness and you want to get more, get seen a bit more, these are sort of the hashtags, the research that we've seen and how to do it. And you can see it all here. It's really exciting. I think this is worth republishing for sure, because it gives you so much information and it's really quick. I like it when there's information that you need to learn, like, oh, Instagram's latest changes or the TikTok's, the TikTokification of Instagram. You know what I mean? Because Instagram's doing everything that TikTok is doing. Those sometimes can be so lengthy when I'm reading it. I'm like, oh, ADHD, adult ADHD is real. Like I can't read all of it. So we try to do, we do meaningful longer ones, but I like it when it's smaller because you just boom, 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 and you get it. And that's all you need. It's just so super simple getting it to redo. You can even, let me just jump back on to our social media part. You can even just use the same exact content that you talked about. I mean, if you want to, you can switch it up a bit and you can edit it here. But the thing is, the look is always, especially when we're talking about Instagram, if you change the look of something, you're there. So, we should be doing something like this. The other thing too, that I think that's really interesting, side note, sidebar, Let me show you my Instagram account. Actually, we'll show not mine, but social, but the Social Global Grind in particular. Yeah. So what we've been doing is that we are, I used to look at, okay, well, we'll do images of women because we really, really want to do more images of women. And then I was seeing for a while, I'm trying to look, there are varied ages. But something that I've also noticed that's really hard is that if you're over 35, you're an image for a 35 plus year old woman is really, really hard. It's either we're all in our 20s or we're, you know, what's the TikTok aesthetic, coastal grandmother. Yeah, you're in the coastal grandmother range. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's real. So I've been trying to look for images of women in 35 and plus. Like, let's start the journey there. I think we have this gorgeous woman here as that. But, you know, getting that look and feel for your Instagram account is really important. But we also know what vastly is important. You in front of the camera talking about your latest episode on a podcast, which I'm going to do after this. I'm going to do a TikTok, I promise, just because I need to do this every day, right? It becomes a habit. This is like me going to the gym, folks. It's like really hard to consistently go. So I feel the same pressure, honestly. And I even made it today where I'm front of camera, but I didn't do anything crazy camera ready for my face. Like I have no makeup on. I do have lip gloss on. But that's it. I think maybe day old mascara. Honestly, I washed my face, but I didn't do anything after I washed my face this morning when I woke up. So, and you still sometimes will have that residue, even though you cleaned your eye, you might have the residue of mascara. That is how I'm going to appear on this. But anyway, that is it for this episode. Before I run off your ears with some really interesting conversation about makeup. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you're afraid of being in front of the camera like I am, maybe afraid is not the right word. It's just it's intense and has that anxiety filled stuff, and it's got to be perfect and this and that. And oh gosh, you know, what are my colleagues going to say? What are people in the industry going to say about it? Like, let's just stop all of that, because the truth is we need to show up for ourselves and our business more so than all of the nonsense that is all of that. Like, let's just all collectively crumble it away, throw it away, and show up together. So that is it. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope to see you on the next podcast. And go to my social media. If you scroll down in the description area of the notes of this podcast, you can reach me on any of my social media networks. And just let me know what you think. I would love to have a conversation with you and find out what you thought about this episode. Until then, I will see you on the next podcast.